Having finished the first 2 days of Pesach, now moving forward to the balance of Pesach, culminating in Shvi Shel Pesach, what do we take from Pesach? And perhaps what do we take from Pesach and beyond? What I'd like to discuss today and address a number of different questions and points. One question is the very strange phenomenon of Hallel on the Seder. I'm not talking about Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses, that's a classical Hallel, but the Hallel in the Seder that is structured in a very unusual way. Half Hallel before the Suda, less than a half Hallel with the first two paragraphs, and then the balance of Hallel after the Suda. In fact, the tour in Shulchan Aruch says that there are Gaonim who would recite two brachos. This is the tour in Tafayin Gimel. One bracha on the first half of Hallel, the other on the other half of Hallel, but he quotes many of the Gaonim, and of course his father, who says, Ein Levar Klal. We don't make a bracha on Hallel because it's split into two parts with a hefsek in the middle of the Suda. He does mention that we don't have to be so concerned about the absence of a bracha because we have the bracha on Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses, and that bracha on Hallel in Beis HaKnesses will cover us Shelo Nitztarchu Levarech B'Shas Hagoda. But this is a really strange phenomenon to take Hallel and split it into two. One of the questions that I want to address with you is the following. We find that Chazal are very makbid about Chatzos with regard to the Seder. And the reason for that is because that's the moment of the Geula, of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Makas Bechoros at Chatzos Laila, that's when Paro called upon Moshe and Aaron and begged them, Kumu Tzu Mitoch Ami, Gamatem, Gam Bnei Yisrael. So the question we want to address is, why does the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim begin before Chatzos? Let's say, for example, if Tzeis HaKochon would be at 8 p.m., and Chatzos will be at midnight. We have 4 hours of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is that period of time? How does it connect to the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim if, after all, Chatzos is the moment of the Geula Mitzrayim? Perhaps we can also address the issue of Chodesh Nisan. And maybe that'll be our focal point for today. Another issue is the relationship between Geulas Mitzrayim and the ultimate Geula, past, present, future. The question of matzah. We'll soon see the Zohar put such tremendous significance on matzah. It's the refuah for all machlos. And is matzah mitzvah only on the first night? Or is there a mitzvah of matzah throughout the balance of Pesach, that's famous in the name of the Gaon, but actually it predates the Gaon by many, many centuries, the Chizkuni, who was one of the Rishonim of Chachmei Ashkenaz, Bali HaTosfos, he also has a mitzvah called Shiva, and there are many others. I would like to present today the Shita of the Netziv Nivalojin. If there are two categories of matzah, just like there are two categories of Hallel, the Hallel before the Suda, the Hallel after, there's the matzah of Leil Rishona, the matzah of Chova, Be'erev Tochlu Matzis, and then there's the matzah called Shiva. What is the relationship between those two, and what inspiration can we get from these two categories of matzah? We also have a question about Purim. Purim is the last month furthest away from Nisan, and yet this year we had an Ibiyar, and we understand that Purim has to be celebrated in the second Adar because Samchina and Geula, Geula, there's a relationship between Chodesh Adar and Chodesh Nisan. We'd like to understand that relationship. But let's begin our journey for today with a discussion about what Rashi and the Ramban classify as the first mitzvah of the Torah, the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. The parsha here in Bo, in Shmos Yud Beis, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'al Aaron v'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor. Now, listen carefully to the pasuk. There seems to be an apparent redundancy between the Reisha and the Seifa of this pasuk. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Hu Lachem Lechodshe Hashona. Now, when we read the first pasuk, first part of the pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, it means this month, the month of Nisan, the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the first of the months of the year. Then the Torah says in the end, Rishon Hu Lechol Chodeshe Hashona, it's the first of the months of the year. Why the repetition? The Ramban points out here in Bo that HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Zu Mitzvah Rishona Shetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Ayde Moshe V'lachein Omar Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Right, the emphasis here V'yomar Hashem Moshe V'al Aron Be'eretz Mitzrayim, to tell us that this is the first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands the people of Israel through Moshe, and that's in Mitzrayim. Shar mitzvah shebetorah hoy bar Sinai. We received it at Sinai. Rashi already at the beginning of the Torah, on the pasuk Breishis Baruch Lekivus Hashmai Vesor Rabbi Yitzchak Lo Yitzorch Laaskel Satorah Lemeachodesh Hazelochem Shehi Mitzvah Rishona Shenitztavu Yisrael. Let's present two approaches. There may be others to the question of the repetition, the seemingly superfluous nature in which the sefer of this pasuk reiterates and repeats what's in the Reisha of the Pasuk. First, we're going to approach it from the Ramban's perspective. The Ramban says that the deeper meaning of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, this mitzvah, is to count the month as the first of the months. Forget about days. Forget about, names. No names of the months. You know, those are Persian names. Each month is the first, the second, the third. And the Ramban creates a parallel here between the days of the week and the months of the year. Just like in the days of the year, we don't have names for the various days. It's the first day, the second day, the third day, all calculating towards Shabbos. So too, the months are calculated from Nisan, from the month of the Geula. And the Ramban says, Kidei she'ela ze zikaron Banes HaGadol, we should remember the great miracle, the redemption from Egypt. And therefore there are no names mentioned in the Torah to the months. We only calculate the months by numbers, starting with the first month and counting the months of Geula. And that, says Ramban, is the emphasis on the word Lachem. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. It's yours. It's your Geula. And therefore it's your month, the first month of the months of the calendar year. The second will be the second, and the third, the third. And the Ramban compares it to the mitzvah of Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Shetiyaz Chiro, on every day we should remember the Shabbos. We don't count, we don't call the name, the days by name, but rather we count them, one, two, three, towards the Shabbos, culminating in the Shabbos. And so too we have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by counting the months. The first month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the second month, these are the third month of Geula for our Geula, that's Lachem. But then the Ramban goes on to say that the second part of the pasuk, the sefer of the pasuk, Rishon Hu Lechodshe Hashona, is a mute. And it's telling us that this minyan is not Lashona, but it's only for months of the year. It's the first month of the months of the year. There's another calculation of the year itself. And as far as the calculation of the year itself, Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. So that, whereas Nisan is Rishon for Geula of the Chodshim, Tishrei is the Rishon of the Shana. So we have Shanim and we have Chodashim. As far as Chodashim is concerned, that's HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. As far as the Shon is concerned, well, here's the miyud in the Sefer. Rishon hu lechon she'ashana, but not to the Shana itself. As far as counting the year is concerned, the first month of the year is Tishrei. We wonder, as we learn this Ramban, why does the Torah have such a complex system here with the months, and you count which is the first of the months, the year, which is the beginning of the year, Shanim, Chadashim, the Resha of the Pasuk, the Sefer of the Pasuk, why so complicated? Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh Nisan is Rosh L'Chodesh Hashanah. Why? Let's put the Ramban, for the time being, on the back burners. And again, this distinction between Chodesh Hashanah and the Shana itself, the Chodashim and the Shana, is another question. You know, we spoke in the past about the fact that questions in Torah sometimes are like the klipa that covers a fruit, and you have to break through that klipa in order to penetrate into the fruit itself. So we have a number of klipos here. We spoke about Hallel being very strangely divided into two parts. We spoke about the fact that Matzah seems to be divided into Matzah the first night, the Chovah, and the balance of Pesach Matzah. What is the great significance of Matzah? We'll see the Zohar soon. Now we're talking about the complex counting of months and calculating the year. Another question that has a klipa that has to be worked. You know, you're talking about a melus and you have to work very hard to break through the klipa. But let's first present a second approach, which I think is going to be, in a sense, an opening to, you know, the vista through which we can approach our whole discussion of today, as to the difference between the resh of this pasuk and the seif of the pasuk. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim rishon hu lachem lechod she'ashana. And we're going to present the thesis here, the Zera Kodesh, and that's the Rupchitza in Parshas Bo. And he says the following. You have to emphasize one word in the Resha and another word in the Seifa and compare and contrast. In the Resha, it's HaChodesh HaZeh. Underline and emphasize the word HaZeh. In the Seifa, it's Rishon Hu. Emphasize and underline the word Hu. And in the syntax of Hebrew grammar, there's a fundamental difference between HaZeh and Hu. HaZeh refers to something that's begolui. You can point to it. It's revealed, and it's obvious, and you see it in front of your eye. Hu is third person. That's called lashon nistar. As opposed to golui, we're talking about nistar. And here we invoke the famous principle of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah about Chodesh Nisan, that this month is the month of Geula, and just as Bnei Yisrael went out and were redeemed in Chodesh Nisan, the ultimate Geula, Sidim Ligoel, also in the month of Nisan. Says the Zera Kodesh, there are two dimensions to Chodesh Nisan. One is Hazeh, the Resha of the Pasuk. That's what we call the Nes Golui, the open, obvious, supernatural miracle. It's undeniable. It's Hazeh, point to it. You see it in front of your eyes. But the Sefer of the Pasuk, Rishon Hu Lachem, the word Hu, is Mora ala Nistar. Nistar means we're talking about somebody who's not in front of you. This is not first or second person. You're talking about someone in third person. It's not Golui. That represents a whole different category of miracles. Miracles which are not supernatural. They're not obvious. They're not revealed. These are miracles that are built into the very framework, the structure of nature, the natural order. They are, if you will, below the surface. They are concealed. He gives the example, the word Hu, in a Parsha in Shomrim, where it says in Parshas Mishpatim, Asher Yomar Ki Hu Zeh. And there's a Hu and there's a Zeh. The Zen means I owe you the 50, that's obvious, and I deny the other 50, that's Modu Mitzas and Kofer Mitzas, that's the who. The who refers to that which is not around, not concealed. That's concealed. So we now have who, which is Nistar, we have Zen, which is Nochach and Golui, and we understand here that Nisan is a month that is composite, that's made up of a hybrid of two categories, two kinds of Nisim. There's the Nisim of Zeh and the Nisim of Hu, the Nisim of Gluyim and the Nisim Nistarim. And we see from the Zera Kodesh that the month of Nisan, the month in which Yitzias Mitzrayim with Nisim and Iflos, Osos, Mosim, everything was Begolui, that's the rush of all Nisim Gluyim. But at the same time, Nisan has another complexion, another dimension to it. It's the Hu Rishon, Hu Lechol Chod Shichon. It's the Rishon, it's the, if you will, the archetype of Nisim Nistarim, and that's also built into Nisan. And we would try to understand, first of all, the meaning of these two Nisim, and second of all, get a deeper grasp on what Chodesh Nisan is all about, this twofold hybrid personality that makes up the month of Nisan and the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodesh. If we were to look for one source that breaks open this beautiful understanding, this distinction, fundamental distinction between Nisim Gluyim and Nisim Nistar, would be the Ramban, the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. And the Ramban writes that the ultimate goal of Nisim is not the Nisim Gluyim. The Nisim Gluyim, in a sense, is a means to an end. The goal, the end of which is Nisim Nistarim. Says the Ramban, Umin Nisim Agdolim Amufursamim, Adam Mode Benisim HaNistarim, Vehem Yisoda Torah Kula. We don't see reward being bestowed, being meted out in front of our eyes, for good deeds, for righteousness. That's all Nisim Nistarim, promised by the Torah. So we get the Nisim Gluyim, the Ramban calls them Gedolim Mufursam, the obvious. The spectator sees and witnesses something that is supernatural, that breaks the laws of nature, undermines all the natural order. That's the means to an end, to get us to recognize the Nisim Nistarim that are built into the very fabric of nature. And here the Ramban gets very harsh and demanding. He says, Ein li adam chelik v'toras Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin b'chol dvarenu mikrenu kulam Nisim. Ein b'em tevo min hago shal olam. Bein b'rabim, bein b'yachim. Every experience is part of a divine plan, a scheme. Every detail is ironed out within a framework of divine supervision, of schar v'onesh. It is the Nisim Nistarim. And perhaps we can take this Ramban one step further and say Nisim Nistarim is Teva itself. There is no such thing as Teva. It's all Ness. This is all, the entire universe is the Shulchan Aruch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as far as material being is concerned. When we wake up in the morning and we witness a beautiful sunrise, or in the evening a beautiful sunset, these are the Nisim Nistarim. This is the sense of not God as transcendental, but God as immanent. The God that we find in nature. The God that we feel and experience when we lift up our arm, when we walk on 2 feet, when we recite the Birchas HaShachar on a daily basis. And the ultimate goal and purpose of the Nisim Gluyim is for the sake of appreciating, recognizing the Nisim Nistarim. So on the one hand, our mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZelachem in the Ramban's frame of reference, based on this Zera Kodesh, is to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is L'malam ben HaTev, which breaks the laws of nature, and that's the Hazeh, that's the obvious spectacle and spectacular spectacle of Nisim. But on the other hand, the Tachlis, the ultimate purpose, is that we believe in Nisim Nistarim, that we reveal Hashem in nature on a daily basis, in every single action. And this very much reminds us of the pasuk in Mishlei, Bechol Drachecha Da'ehu. Now, the concept of Bechol Drachecha Da'ehu we've spoken about in the past is what we call Dvar Rishus. Whatever we get involved in if we do it for the right intention, although in and of itself it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's a reshus. If I exercise and I hope to serve Hashem because I'm healthy, that itself is not a ma'aseh mitzvah, but it becomes a mitzvah l'mafreya retroactively if I indeed use that extra strength and energy and health and as an input into avodas Hashem. And that's the nisim nistarim. The nisim nistarim means to search for every single opportunity to find Hashem. That's a dvar reshus. That's a b'chol drachel ha'da'eyu kind of mitzvah. Look and seek. I mean, there's a fundamental difference between nisim gluyim and nisim nistarim as far as the avodas ha'adam is concerned. Where is man? What man can be divided into two subcategories. There's passive man and active man. In the case of nisim gluyim, man is passive. Hashem, in His divine compassion, bestows upon man miracles, upon the human, upon the people of Israel to defend and protect him as a community. Tremendous miracles. The Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Eser Makas culminating in the Kriyas Yamsuf. These are all, in a sense, from a perspective of seeking and finding the divine being, it's foisted upon us. It's obvious. We can be totally passive. The transcendental God reveals Himself in the most powerful way. We could say about these miracles, like creation itself, they are cataclysmic. They are a burst of energy. But now the question is, what do we do with that burst of energy that's meant to inspire us, but only on a temporary high? Now, we have to take that temporary high and make it into something more permanent. Here's where the Avodas Ha'adam comes in. Here's where man's human effort and activity, the Amelus, is there. Until now, it's passive. You know, it's something that presents itself in front of the eyes. That's called the Nisim Gluyim of the Eser Makos and Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. That's right in front of your eyes. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is right there. Man, in this sense, at this level, at this moment, plays a passive role. But now things turn around. That temporary high moves on like a cloud that's blown in a different direction. Now man is alone, seeking God without that imposed upon spectacular vision. Now man has to look and search for the nisim nistarim to reveal Hashem in everything, and that's the kuvah say. That's the active sense. You know, Har Sinai, for example, is an overwhelming experience. It's kaf aleihem. Some of the Rishonim interpret kaf aleihem har kigigis means there was no freedom of choice. There was no way you could deny. I mean, you saw the har kigigis. You saw the kol subrakim. It was spectacular. It was something as powerful, a burst of energy like creation itself. But man, somewhere in the middle of this whole development and process, has to play an active role in seeking out God. And God sometimes plays hide and seek. Man has to actively look for the nisim nistarim. And in that sense, Chodesh Nisan has a double message. It's Shtayim Shein Achas, two halves of a whole, two sides of a coin. The message of Mitzrayim, of the Nisim, and those are the obvious miracles. That's the Anochi Hashem Elokecha that presents Himself. God presents Himself to us. We get the revelation on a silver platter, this burst of energy that we spoke about before. And then man has to put it all together. Man has to seek out, actively, with a great deal of work, the nisim nistarim, the secret nistarim. And those are also built in to the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. And in this context, the word Lachem has to be understood as Rishon Hu L'chol Chodshei Hashana. The Hu is the Nistar, but as the Ramban says, the ultimate goal of the Nisim Gluyim, of Yetzias Mitzrayim of Nisan, is the Hu. We start with the Zeh, but we end with the Hu. And that's the culmination. But that requires a tremendous amount of effort. I'd like to now go back to our discussion about the difference between Chadashim and Shana. in the Ramban's frame of reference, the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha sets up Nisan as Chodesh HaRishon, the first of HaGeulah, and a counting of the months. It's the month number one. But then the Sefer sets up a mir to tell us it's only L'chodshei Hashanah, but not L'shana Atzma. L'shana Atzma, Tishrei, is actually the beginning of the year. So the year begins with Tishrei, but the months of the year begin with Nisan. How are we meant to understand that? Here, we want to quote a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudam in Beis, the famous Machlokas Tanoim between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about when exactly was the universe created. Rabbi Eliezer Omer B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam. Rabbi Yeshua Omer B'Nisan Nivra HaOlam. Now these two opinions seem absolutely mutually exclusive. It's very difficult. It's a real challenge to apply the principle of Elu V'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim to this machlokas. Either God created the universe in Tishrei as Rabbi Eliezer would have it, or in Nisan as Rabbi Yeshua would have it. Yet, paradoxically, Tosfos in Masecht Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Zayin in the name of Rabbeinu Tam integrates these two shitas into one. How so? He predicates himself on the great Paiton Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir, who my Rebbe used to call a Tana, and HaKalir in his piyut for Geshem of Shmini Atzeres, begins with Rabbi Eliezer and ends with Rabbi Yeshua. How so? And Rabbeinu Tam says that according to Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir, Elu V'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. So what does that mean? Elu v'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. When was the universe actually created? Says Rabbeinu Tam, Ikal Meimar Divetishrei Ola B'machshava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create the world in Tishrei v'lo Nivra ad Nisan. But the actual creation took place in Nisan. So whereas Rabbi Yeshua is focused on the actual creation befall, and that was in Nisan, Rabbi Eliezer is focused on the original machshava, the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tishrei to create the world. Now, how are we meant to understand this delay tactic that the divine being Kaviyochel changed his mind? I mean, he wanted to create the world in Tishrei, and then he decided, let's wait another 6 months. Like, what was going on over here? Now, I'm not saying we're going to be able to understand this, but we see clearly, something unbelievable here. There's in a sense, a Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, and then there's another Rosh Hashanah of Nisan. How are we meant to integrate these two? Now, we should turn our focus to a Medrash in Shmos Rabbah on Chodesh Nisan. And this Medrash emphasizes that already at the time of Maisa Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the month of Nisan as the Chodesh HaGeulah, not only for Geulas Mitzrayim, but even for the ultimate Geulah. And the Medrash says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Hado Dechsiv, a Pasuk in Tehillim Amid Gimel, Ashrei HaGoy Asher Hashem Alokov, Mishabachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo Lomo Kova Bo Roshei Chodoshim Vishonim. Ukshebachar beYaakov uBanav Kova Bo Rosh Chodesh Shel Geula Shebo Nigalu Yisrael miMitzrayim uBo Asidim LiGoel Shenemar Ki Yemeit Seischar MeEretz Mitzrayim Pasuk at the end of Tanakh Erenu Niflos. So it's fascinating that from this pasuk Ashrei HaGoy Asher Hashem Alokav, the Medrash derives the conclusion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koveh HaChodesh Nisan as the Chodesh of Geula for Klal Yisrael. And let's understand that in the context of Rashi, in the name of the Medrash, at the beginning of the Torah. Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim VeEtz, says Rashi, Bara Elokim. The name of God is Elokim, V'lo Amar Bara Yud Kei Vav Kei. Shebetchila olam b'machshava livroso b'midas hadin v'ra she'ena olam miskayim.
V'hikdim midas rachamim v'shotfa l'midas hadin. V'hainu d'chsiv, Rashi quotes a pasuk as a raya in Bereishis Beis, by biyom asos yudkei vavkei elokim eretz v'shamayim. So mitchila, originally the machshava was to create the world and midas hadin. That was apparently the original divine plan. That was the ideal. That's the way it should have been. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that ain't all a miskayim. V'hikdim midas harachamim. He starts with midas harachamim. V'shatfol midas hadin. There's some sort of integration here between din and rachamim. So what's going on over here? We have two, in a sense, two channels here, two roads. And they're very closely related, very parallel. There's one road of Rabbi Elezer HaKalir integrating the shitos of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah about when God created the world, as Rabbi Nitam embellishes HaKalir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tishrei was all of a machshava livros, but lo nivra ad nisan. And then we have another channel here, an approach of mitchila olam machshava livros b'midas hadin, rosh ein olam iskayim v'hikta midas harach v'shitfa l'midas hadin. And let's suggest the following, that God al pi midas hadin intended to create the world in Tishrei. Tishrei is the month of din, the scales. That's the law of justice. But Hashem realized that he has to add and integrate an element of divine compassion, of mercy. The world can't exist just on din, unfortunately. So what we're left with is the Elokim of din, of Chodesh Tishrei, the beginning of the year. And now we're left with Yudkei Vavkei of Rachamim, creating, as it were, in the Chodesh of Nisan, the month of Yudkei Vavkei of Rachamim, the Rachamim of Lachem of Gulas Mitzrayim, and the Rachamim of Lachem for the Gulas Sida. So befo'al, Rabbi Yeshua is absolutely correct. The world was created in Nisan, and that becomes the first month of the year. That's the divine compassion element on behalf of man, Lachem, God operating in our best interest, for Geula, both Geulas Mitzrayim and Geulas Sida. But we also accept the Shita Rabbi Eliezer that in the ideal world of divine thought, of divine contemplation, the existential reality of the divine sphere of being, the world was created b'machshava in Tishrei, and that's the ideal world, the world of din. And at this point, we'd like to introduce a very interesting and, in a sense, elusive statement in the Zohar, which perhaps could explain what Rashi means when he says, "Ki ra'a Kodesh Baruch Hu shein olam iskayim v'midas hadin, hikdim midas harachim v'shotfa l'midas hadin." What is this concept of hikdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas harachim, meaning that's the Yudkei Vavkei of Chodesh Nisan, that's the Zman of Rachman, v'shitfa b'mudas hadin, b'midas hadin of Chodesh Tishrei. Now, the world was created before in Nisan. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is claiming based on Rabbi Elezer HaKalir, and that's the Tana Rabbi Eliezer. But if the world was created in Nisan, okay, the Bria Sola was in Chodesh Nisan, the month of Rachamim of Yudkei Vavkei. Chodesh Tishrei is the Chodesh of Din of Elokim, but where do we find the Shituf? Where's the interface? Where's the overlap, the connection between Rachamim of Nisan and Din of Tishrei? And perhaps, in a very strange kind of way, we can find an answer in the Zohar, in Parshas Tetzaveh. The Zohar speaks about the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Achilas HaPesach, and the ability to overcome din. You know, din is represented by the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, the Mekatreg, who's up there prosecuting against Klal Yisrael. And according to the Zohar, before we get to the din of Tishrei, we've already been able to tap into a secret weapon, so to speak. There's a key, a secret key, that could perhaps provide us with success against the Kitrug of Tishrei of Din. And what is it? The mitzvah of matzah. Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin, says the Zohar, V'ein din el al osam shelo achlu matzah. To whom is din so severe? And it really destroys man. That's for man who's not careful about the mitzvah of matzah. Matzah, says the Zohar, is Michael shel refuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by giving us the month of Nisan in the midst of matzah, is being mocked in refuah l'makah. Anyone who ignores refuah, he eats chas v'shalom chametz on Pesach, he'll get it, he'll be zapped on the Yom HaDin 6 months down the line of Tishrei, because the Sata, the Mekatreg, is going to destroy him on the Yom HaDin. But the protection against the Mekatreg is the matzah. And at this point, I want to wonder with you how the Zohar sees this, and perhaps what matzah are we talking about? The Pasuk says in Shmos Yud Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, Hayom Atem Yotzim B'Chodesh Aviv. That Pasuk is written in the context of the mitzvah of Shivas Yom Matzos Tochelu. And the word Hayom in the Pasuk Hayom Atem Yotzim is a remez, as it always is, to Rosh Hashanah. As in Eov at the beginning of Eov, Vayhi Hayom, Vayavo Bnei Elokim Liyatzev Al Hashem Vayavo Gam HaSatan B'tochan. That's Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, when the Satan is Mekatrig. That's the Hayom. And in a sense, the Hayom of Rosh Hashanah incarcerates man and condemns man on the Yom HaDin, because we're not a tzaddik. Who's a tzaddik? Ain't tzaddik for. But now the Pasuk says, Atem Yotzim, you could be Yotze from this incarceration. You could be like a man freed from jail, from the jail of Yom HaDin. And how? Bechodesh Aviv. Chodesh Aviv is the Chodesh of Achilas Matzah. It's the month of Nisan. And here's where the Zohar identifies the Atem Yotzim, the salvation, the protection from Din of Tishrei, as Chodesh Aviv, the month of Achilas Matzah. But in context, the Pasuk seems to be referring to Matzah of Shivas Yomim, and therefore a person who is careful during the balance of the entire Yontif for 7 days, he doesn't eat Chometz, on the contrary, he eats Matzah, he will be protected. That's the Midas HaRachamim of Nisan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mocked him this rachamim. He gave it to us 6 months in advance of Tishrei. God not only created the world in Nisan befal, but he also gave us with Yudke Vavke the rachamim of matzah. The power inherent in this matzah is the power to undermine the din of Rosh Hashanah. We'd like to understand why, and is it possible that the matzah that the Zohar has in mind is the matzah called Shiva? And here, I want to mention not the Gaon. Again, the Vilna Gaon has a lot to say about matzah called Shiva and why we should be encouraged to eat matzah the whole 7 days. But I want to mention the Netziv Mivalojin in his super commentary on the Torah, Haemek Dovar. And he points out that if you read the Bavur Zen, if you got it to Bincha Parsha carefully, you will see that the Bavur Zen, pointing to the matzah, the child is curious about the matzah. And he asks the question, the answer to which is, we got it to Bincha, but which matzah? Well, read the Parsha. And you know that the Netziv Mivalojin, his agenda in writing the Hamek Dover is Pshuto Shel Mikra. Rav Kupman Zichrono Livracha, he built so much on the Netziv because of his books and his work on Pshuto Shel Mikra. And the Netziv writes that I'll be Pshuto Shel Mikra, the child's curiosity maybe is stimulated, is aroused on the first night of Pesach, but it continues throughout all of Pesach as he witnesses the eating of matzah and the exclusion of chametz. And that's why the pasuk of Igadat El Bincha, the Bavur Zeh,
is referring to Shivas Yomim, if you read the Pshuto Shel Mikra, for 7 days. And for the word Vigadito, he proves throughout Tanakh, means Hamshach, not just Amira with one time pronunciation and rest, but rather you draw, you take the shade of the Elish and you draw him out, Vigadito. And the Vigadito is going to begin at the beginning of Matzah, which is the Leil Rishon, but then it continues throughout the entire Pesach. And we eat Matzah, and the child is curious, he investigates, he's choker, we give him the answer. And the answer always is the one and the same answer. The matzah is the matzah of Emunah. Klal Yisrael leave with dough. They go into the midbar, the harsh wilderness. What do they have with it? They didn't even get just the big matzahs. Matzah is the matzah of Emunah. We have that faith. And that's what brought about the geula. We were worthy of the geula b'schus that matzah. And later, as we go along, I'd like to mention another chazal that have a different answer to the question, how we were zocha to geula. But right now, we'll suffice it with the fact that bavur zeh means because of this matzah, we were yotze, we were nigal. The redemption because of the matzah shel emunah. And you have to read the Netziv inside. I don't have it here in front of me. We read it yesterday, but it was yontif, so now I don't have it in front of me, but that's more or less the gist of what the Netziv writes as far as Matzah Kol Shiva. Matzah Kol Shiva is going to be intertwined with a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Shivas Yomim. But there's a fundamental difference, Rabbosai, between the Matzah of Ba'erev Tochlu Matzahs and the Matzah Kol Shiva. The Matzah of Ba'erev Tochlu Matzahs is what we call Mitzuveh V'Yomim. There's a divine mandate. There's no choice here. It's the Anochi. It's the Nisim Gluyim of Yetzias Mitzrayim that impose themselves, so to speak, on our eyes, and we as a passive obliging HaKadosh Baruch Hu and as servants, we fulfill the divine command. But then there's Matzah Shel Rishus. There's no absolute command. The Matzah called Shiva is a Matzah of investigation. It's the Matzah of search. It's the Matzah in which we, with our Kumva say, with our Tircha and Yegiyah, we are searching, we are trying to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate level of Emunah. And perhaps in that search we could reveal the Nisim Nistarim, and then we go back to Din, we go back to Tishrei, we go back to the original ideal Olah B'Machshava. And Din and Elohim is the God of nature. It's the God of discovering, of discovery, of imminence. God is imminent in nature, in every nebulae, in every cloud, in every sunrise, in every cell of the body, in every molecule of water that we drink, in every air and oxygen that we breathe. There is God. That's what we have to work hard to discover and to reveal. That's the journey of life that takes us from the Matzah Schova, the Matzah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Matzah of Yudke Vavke, the Matzah of an absolute clear salvation of miracles, spectacular miracles. Take that Nisan month of Yudke Vavke, that cataclysmic revelation, that burst of creation, that Kof Aleim Har Kegigas of Har Sinai. Take that now and build on it, because that's a temporary high. That's here and gone. Now you're left with the real work, and the real work is the Matzas Rishus. The real work is the Eina Mitzuveh V'Yoseh. The real work is the Dover Shel Rishus of Bechol Drachecha Da'ehu, to find Hashem everywhere. That's our goal. That, as the Ramban says, is the agenda, that from the Nisim Gluyim and Mufursamim we come to the Nisim Nistarim, that is the framework, the essence of nature, the natural law. Law is Din, and Hashem says that's the ultimate way we can be Zocha to bring about the Machshava Rishona, the original Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world. The original Machshava was Elohim, was law, was nature, was structure. But we have to discover that in an Eina Mitzuveh V'Yoseh way, bringing about the Geula. It's our goal to bring about the Geula. Shabbos
and Pesach, in a sense, are one and the same. Shabbos is a Kedusha that's Kvir V'Kaima, that's Golui, that's predetermined, that's mandated by Hashem. In Har Sinai, we get the mitzvah of Shabbos. Pesach is also, in at least the first night of Pesach, is called Mimachras HaShabbos. Right, the Mimachras HaShabbos means the Tezayin after the Tezvav. Pesach is called Shabbos, and that's not coincidental. Pesach is Shabbos because of the cataclysmic burst of revelation, that creative force, that transcendental burst that comes from above. That's the Yudke Vovke that awakens and arouses man, and man has no way of denying it in a passive way. He sees that which is revealed, but now man has to strive. And we leave the first night of Pesach, which is Shabbos, and we enter into the period of Sfiras HaOmer L'Tarenu U'L'Kadshenu, to discover the imminent God. This is our constant striving, our constant work, day by day. It's a journey from Yudke Vavke back to Elohim, back to the basics, back to the Olam HaMachshava. It's a step-by-step, gradual process. Each day we climb higher and higher. Each day we move from the Nes Nigla to the Nes Nistar, from Yetzias Mitzrayim to the Gula Sida, from Achodesh Hazeh, Hazeh we can point, till Rishon Hu, Hu Lachem, Hu, Belosha Nistar, the Machas HaShabbos Tisperu Chamishim Yom. God's mandate is on Shabbos. God's mandate is Asarusa Deliela, but we now have to take Bechol Jochecha De'ehu, and we have to project ourselves in this unbelievable journey of Matzah Kol Shiva, of finding and discovering the Nisim Nistarim in nature. And perhaps that's the explanation for the splitting of Hallel into two parts. The first part of Hallel is all about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Haluka Alu Avdei Hashem B'Tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. These are the Nisim Gluyim. But the second half of Hallel, that's a whole different story. That's all about Nisim Nistarim. That's all about Nishmas Kol Chai. That's all about Hallel HaGadol, finding Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Li'olam Chazdo, finding Hashem in everything. And that is Elohim. That is the God of Nistar, the God of the original Machshava, but we don't see that Machshava. That's the God that we want to get back to. That's the creation that we want to justify, to find Hashem in the laws of nature. Find Hashem in every single act of gravity and every act of electrical impulses. This is the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh, but not Zeh, but rather Lachem, in the sense of Hu Lachem, Hu. And that's the mitzvah Rishona. That's the mitzvah that's going to take us from Geulas Mitzrayim of Yudke Vavke to the ultimate Geula Hasida of the Nisim Nistarim of Hodu Hashem Kitov Kili Olam Chazdo Shef Shifleinu Zochalonu Kili Olam Chazdo No Say Lechem Lechol Basar Kili Olam Chazdo Hodu Le'el HaShamayim Kili Olam Chazdo. Where is Kel? He's the Kel HaShamayim. Where is God? God is everywhere. And as opposed to the Russians, when the Americans sent up, I think it was John Glenn, out into space, and he said, I looked for God and I found him everywhere. That's the Hallel, the second half of Hallel, post-Seuda. Not the Shiros Vishisbachos on the Yetzias Mitzrayim, on the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, on the revelation of God, in which man passively sees the Kaf Alehem, he has no choice, but rather the Shiros Vishisbachos on the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us and for us on a daily basis, as we say every day in Modin, Misecha Shemchol Yom Imanu. Hodu Hashem Kitov, Kili Olam Chazdo. That's what we have to work hard to reveal. The Osei Niflos Gedolos, the Niflos Gedolos. That's the Olam Chazdo. That's the Elohim. That's the Nistar in the Teva. The Shifleinu Zochalonu. The Nishmas Kol Chai. Kol Tevarech Hashim Chashem Malkeinu. Ruach Kol Basar Tefar Terovim Zichrecha Malkeinu. Tamid min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam ata'el v'aladecha ein lanu melech gola moshia matzil onu mechazik v'menu v'ani v'yevyo migozlo shavas aniyim atotishma tzakas adal takshiv v'tashia.
This is the ultimate second half of Hallel, of Shiros v'tishpachos, on the Nisim that account, that are constant in our life. Sha'ose imanu tamid b'chol yom. That's in the Teva. That's the Hallel HaGadol. That's going back to the original plan, the Olam HaMachshava. That's the Matz of Rishus that's going to protect us from Din, because the Matz of Rishus is meant to project us from the Leil Rishon of Nisan. I mean of the mitzvah of Tesvav B'Nisan. That chovah that's mandated, that's the Yisarusa D'Liela that comes from on high to the Yisarusa D'Lathata, where man takes the initiative of B'chol Drachecha Deyu, the second half of Hal to discover God and reveal Him, imminence in everything that's in there. That's the Matzah Rishus. That's the Eidah Mitzvah V'Yosa. That's going to bring about the Geula. We say Gadol HaMitzvah V'Yosa. That's because Tosu says in Kiddushin of the Eitzah Hara, that's so powerful, and therefore it becomes so much more powerful because of the Mitzvah V'Yosa. But the ultimate level, and the greatest level, is no doubt Eidah Mitzvah V'Yosa, when man embarks upon that search for God through what we call the Dvar Rishus. And perhaps we can add another element into this equation, and that is the Lashon of the Paiton of Rabbi Lezer HaKalir in the Musaf for Parshas Chodesh, when he describes Chodesh Nisan as HaChodesh Asher Yeshuos Bo Makifos. Makifos means there's the Hoya Lahove Ve'yir, all time periods, whether it's a past, present, or future. In HaChodesh Hazer Shei Yeshuos Bo Makifos, we talk about the past of Gulas Mitzrayim. We talk about the present in which man is revealing God. We talk about the ultimate Geula, when everything L'mafreya will become clear and we'll understand and appreciate all the Nisim Nistarim. And that's going to project us to the ultimate Geula. And in that sense, Shabbos is very similar, almost a mirror, parallel image to Chodesh Nisan. Shabbos is Hoyahova V'Yir. The famous tour about the three Sudas of Shabbos. One Suda at night, one Suda during the day, and finally the third Suda and the three Tfilos, the Mairiv and the Shachris and the Musaf and the Mincha. These are three levels of Hoyahova V'Yir. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos really connects past, present, and future, all time zones into, and it collapses them into one. The name Havaya itself is Hoyahova V'Yir. And this is what is going to project us, Liosid Lovo, into the ultimate Geula. We have the Shabbos Bracious of creation, we have the Shabbos of Matan Torah, we have the Shabbos of Liosid Lovo. So to Nisan, Shebo Nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim, and now, in the present, we're in the process of Geula. We're moving towards Geula. And finally, Asidim Yisrael Igoel B'Geula Asida. Chazal tell us an amazing story in the Medrash about the last period of Mitzrayim, of Sheba Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu shows up in front of Paro and he says, Paro, you're killing the slaves. They're going to die. They need a day off. Okay, says Paro, I agree. Choose a day. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu chooses the Shabbos. And Chazal say that Klal Yisrael went out there on Shabbos in a very spiritual way. They could have used it as what we call a bagel of 24 hours. Just sleep for 24 hours. No. They went and there was Lomei Torah and whatever Torah they had at that time. And they killed themselves to make that Shabbos into an experience of spirituality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Shabbos is meant to be, and it's Arusa Deliela, comes from on high, it's Kvi V'Kayim, but you went ahead, Klal Yisrael, on your own initiative. And you took an Arusa Dilatata. That deserves Geula. And this is the concept that Shabbos has within it, the Arusa Dilatata, the desire, the craving, the loving of Shabbos, the Ava that we have for Shabbos.
that we look for Hashem on Shabbos. We have the Neshama Yisera that gives us the ability to take Kibud V'Onig and Suda and look for Shabbos in every part of nature, in every part of an experience. It's the B'chol Drachecha Da'eyu. And that brings about the Geula. It's B'schus Shabbos that the Geula will happen. Two Shabbosos. Shomar V'Zachar. The Shabbos of Isarusa Dilatata. That's the initiative of man. And when man exercises that initiative, God begins the process with that transcendental burst that we spoke about. But we discover God in nature, the Elohim, the immanent God of the original Tishrei. When we take matzah, and we go beyond the matzah of Leil Rishon, but we take it to the matzah of Rishus, and the Zohar says that that matzah protects us 6 months down the line from the harsh din of the Mekatre, of Chodesh Tishrei. Chodesh Tishrei is the beginning of the year, and the beginning of the year is the time for judgment, but there's the beginning of the months, the counting of the months, as we said before, the month of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, in which Hashem awakens us, and now we are projected forward. Our goal during the rest of this Pesach is to eat the matzah as the matzah of Emunah, to realize that we are using the matzah to seek out God, to try to reveal the immanent God in nature, to find God in the nisim, nistarim of everyday life, and projecting us beyond Pesach, especially during the Sfira period, towards this work, this purification, this individual work, this striving. And perhaps we could end with the Vilna Gaon's insight into the pasuk in Mishlei, Tov l'tzadikim yalotz kirya, v'abed rishoyim rina. The abed rishoyim is really the ultimate Elohim of din, of law and justice. It's our emuna kel emuna v'ein ovel. God is the God of emuna. He's reliable, he's trustworthy, he's justice, he's emes. And then we could recite the Shir of the Abed Rishoyim Rina. The Rina has to come, says the Gaon, when we reach the level of Abed Rishoyim. When we reach the level of Kriyas Yamsuf, that's when we recite Shira, because that is the second, in a sense, transcendental birth, the first on the beginning and the last on the end, in which Hashem reveals Himself as Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. But we have to bridge between the first Yud-Kei Vav-Kei and the second Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And then we'll experience the V'Abed Rishoyim Rina, the Shira, the song of praise. The Shira of the ultimate Geula. The Shira of the second half of Hallel, which according to the Prima Gaon, the second half of Hallel after the Suda, is the Hallel of Liosid Lava, of the ultimate Geula Sida, the ultimate redemption in the time of Mashiach. May we be zochet to see that Geula after all our work and our tirch, after all our sweat and toil to reveal the immanent God in nature, to take that inspiration, but temporary high, of Anochi, of Har Sinai, of Kol Subrakim, of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of the Nisim Gluyim, and convert it into a permanent high, a spiritual high, in which we discover Hashem, we reveal Him in every act, in every Dvar Rishus, in every Eina Mitzvah V'Yosa, building, towards the ultimate Geula HaSidah B'Mehera V'Yameinu Amen.